Welcome, Diane and John, with us this morning. Good to see you. Anyone tuning in on the internet, listen fast. This is probably going to be a short meeting today.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Committee. No. If you'd like, we can just kind of sit here and jaw for a while. We have two bills before us, and I think that's all on the agenda. No measures to be introduced today. Okay. We welcome back Diane Belt. Diane, let's start with House Bill 2029. Mazin, if you'll give us the staff summary as Diane is coming to the table.
Mr. Chair, although this is, as you said, a short meeting and it's only two bills, it maintains the theme that you wanted to keep with each hearing. So this is the collecting team. And this was a bill introduced by the county collectors. It basically puts back or puts forward the collection mechanism into the current present times. It allows for the records to be kept from the all the way what they used to say punch cards and so on into you know, computer records and printouts and so on. This does not really have any revenue impact, and I suspect by relieving them from the punch cards might be a good thing.
Finally throw those old things away. Diane, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. For the record, my name is Diane Belt, and I represent the Oregon Association of County Tax Collectors, and I'm surprised that Abacus wasn't in here as well.
Well, we got rid of that, I think, last session.
That could be. In going through some of our statutes, because we've come a long way, baby, and we don't use punch cards anymore, and we don't use a lot of things even 10 years ago that we used to use. One of the programs that we have is our lender's tape exchange program, which actually the state of Oregon was recognized in 1975 by the National NACO Association for developing this system, and it's all done electronically to handle our mortgage payments. In Washington County, that probably is about 47% of our payments come through an automatic payment. So it really, administratively, things kind of fly right through. One of the things that we have done in the last couple of years is we used to exchange the data by tape. We don't do that anymore now. It's all file transfer protocol. So the file goes out there to a secured site, the people pick it up, and it's done within minutes. So we thought it would be nice if we updated the language in the statute to accommodate for that. And then when we were looking a little further, we also realized that the storage of our receipts needed to be changed as well. Most counties are now storing those receipts electronically, so if you come into the office, you can get a reproduction of your receipt at any time. So we also wanted to get the language up to date. So that's what this bill does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Are there questions for Diane on House Bill 2029? Oh, let's think hard. No? All right. Is anybody else in the room? That'd be you, John. Wish to testify on House Bill 2029? Okay. Seeing no further testimony, we'll close the public hearing, and I guess we'll go to work session on House Bill 2029. It's before us. Representative Williams.
I would move House Bill 2029 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves House Bill 2029 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Barr.
Aye.
Austin.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. House Bill 2029 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We need a carrier on this technical bill. Representative Berger.
I think I can handle it.
With a hard B.
I think I can handle it technically.
Berger with a hard B, okay?
Yeah.
And a hard G. All right, close the work session on House Bill 2029 and open a work session on House, I'm sorry, a public hearing on House Bill 2030. Dazzle us.
Mr. Chair, this maintains the theme in the collection and basically tries to update the statutes to live up with the new updates that the post office has gone through. This has to deal with the receipts that are required for certified mail. The receipts now could be produced either by email or by computer printouts, and that is not permissible in the statutes at this point, and the county collectors would like to be able to catch up with the time on this one as well. And I suspect with not having to chase all of these, probably there will be some administrative savings on their part, but no revenue impact on it.
All right. Thank you. Diane?
Mr. Chair, committee members, once again for the record, my name is Diane Velth, and I represent the Oregon Association of County Tax Collectors. One of the processes that we use for collecting personal property tax is to issue a warrant, which is a warrant for the collection of the tax. There's three ways to deliver that warrant. One is personal service, which is extremely expensive. The other is to publish it in the local newspaper, and when you have between 700 and 800 of these at a whack, that's very cost prohibitive as well. So all counties use a certified mail process. I don't know if you're familiar with certified mail, but I'll give you a quick demonstration, being as I'm the only one on the show today.
You've got an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I could sing a little song. First we print the warrant. Then we have to stuff the warrant. Now, mind you, I do this like 700 of these at a time. Then you have to put the name that you're sending it to, the 350-letter number that goes down there, who is going to get it back. Then you reproduce the same information on this card. You seal the envelope. You put this on. You tear this off. You put this on. You stamp it and mail it. That was one. Now, I'll do probably 700 of these at a time every three times a year. So, as you can imagine, it takes a lot of time. Plus, it costs over $4 to mail these little puppies. So, it's an expensive process. We have always been trying to figure out a way to streamline this process. One of the things that's important to get back is that green card, because you want to verify that the person actually received it. The post office approached us last winter at our conference with a new process in that we create the file to print the warrant itself and FTP it or file transfer. They pick it up. They print it. They mail it in a mailer. They deliver it for the same price. And what we get back, you can watch it online as it comes through. You can watch them as they're delivered. You can even get a printout daily if you want of who signed for it. If you need a copy of that signed card, it is provided digitally, of course, for a small fee. I have never had to come up with one of these, so that part of it doesn't really bother me. But the statute states that this green card has to be attached to the recorded document. What we'd like to see in this bill is we'd like to update it to state that you can do it either way, either retain the green card or use the post office's spreadsheet as your official record. In our county, we calculated that it would save us at least $1 per letter. It just in processing time, because it takes me sometimes 3 or 4 days just to get these out. And this is instantaneous. It's quick, and then we can get our judgments recorded much quicker, which is important in today's bankruptcy arena to get that judgment out there. So that's what this bill does, is it's allowing us to take advantage of a system that the post office has provided that really administratively smooths this process out.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Farr.
Sounds like a great streamlining process. Approximately how many times per year do you do that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Farr, we're required to do this after every trimester, mm-hmm. So three times a year. So after November the 16th, we send out what is called a delinquent notice or a notice of intent to let the personal property taxpayer know that they are now delinquent and that this process is going to happen on a certain date if they don't get this arrearage caught up, and then the warrants go out. So after every trimester, we do that, which would be November, February, and May.
And that's about 700 each time, or up to 700 each time?
For Washington County, I process about 1,200 a year. Of course, Multnomah County's is quite a bit more. When you look at each county and you look at the numbers, it's tied into the number of accounts, but still there's a staff that has to still handle this. It's still a manual process, and it just takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, thanks.
Other questions?
Chair?
Yes, Representative Barnes.
Is this the little gray box that looks like a PDA, only bigger, that the postman has you pretend to sign when they bring something to your door? Is that what we're talking about?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, yes, it is.
And that is in
great. So you've received some of these?
Not this one, Mr. Chair, but I have received packages and things that they've asked me to sign for that way. Another was by many, just as a follow-up. This gadget's actually tied directly to by radio to a computer in the post office, isn't it?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, that is correct. We were told by the post office that if you get online and watch this, you can actually see how they're being delivered as they go to the doors.
You can figure out the route of the postman.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Good bill. Anybody else wish to testify? John, you're just... All right. You're here because there's two property tax bills. Is that it? All right. We'll close the public hearing then on House Bill 2030 and open a work session. Representative Scott.
Mr. Chair, I move that we pass House Bill 2030 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Scott moves House Bill 2030 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I know how you feel about consent calendar bills, and I'm just wondering if this falls above or below your standard to fall into that category.
I don't like consent calendar.
Okay.
Let's just... It's worth 30 seconds to tell him what it is.
He's a no vote.
Yeah, yeah. Representative Farr?
Whoever carries this, I think... Has a great opportunity to make a point that we are looking for efficiency in government.
Yeah.
People expect it. And by my calculations, if we're paying $4 to mail it and saving $1 per letter, I can count on one hand, that's
$5. It still costs $4.
We still pay the $4.
We're saving the staff.
Yeah, we're saving the staff.
And a dollar.
Nonetheless.
Do that.
Great efficiency.
So. All right. Then let's vote.
Representative
Barnhart?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Pass?
Aye.
Aye.
Possum? Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2030 goes to the floor with a new pass. Who wants this good efficiency bill? Representative Scott, you got that?
Sure.
All right. With that, then, friends, we are adjourned.